Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 75. I'm here with Rylan. It's been a while, but we're back.
Should have got this done 2 weeks ago, but we didn't, record since it was Easter, and last weekend we couldn't record. So
yeah, had some miscommunication.
Yeah. Before this episode starts and everything, join our Discord. We're I'm pretty sure still 20 members, so
yeah,
go and join that. that's if you guys want.
You should.
You did. Yeah, you should. We're going to have a movie night once we have 30 members.
Yep.
So go ahead and join Discord. That'd be awesome if you did.
Yeah, it's fun over here.
It is.
All right. We'll go ahead and get into it. So these, since we were supposed to record last week, these are from last week, but You'll still get them. So there's a new $15 device that will take the GameCube online.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can play online. It says here, like its rivals, the PS2 and Xbox, the GameCube has the ability to go online, although it didn't get that kind of software support to make this entirely worthwhile venture. Due to this, the official GameCube board band adapter is quite expensive and not worth the effort, as the console's online functions have long since been abandoned. However, a new community made and open source accessory has been developed that not only replicates the performance of the broadband adapter at the fraction of the cost, but it enables exciting homebrew applications, which includes adding online play to games which previously lacked it. It's cool.
It is.
If I can say this right, the web DXS, then EDH2DC, is available in two variants, Slidecar and Lite. Slidecar version can be purchased either as a DIY kit for $35, fully assembled for $45, which the Lite is $15, DIY option, and a $25 assembled version. So, if you want the full assembled versions, they're more expensive.
Just about $10, though. So, if you're not into soldering or you don't like soldering, then it might be worth it for that extra $10.
Or if you don't know how to do soldering or whatever.
Yeah.
Do this and you'll be fine. It says here, the sidecar is the more desirable, as it can be installed out of the box without working in conjunction with the popular Swiss homebrew OS. ETH2GC takes your GameCube online with relative ease and opens up potential for some amazing fan-made projects. For example, developer Kirby Mimi is working on a multiplayer version of Zelda Twilight Princess. Ooh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And has also patched Mario Kart Double Dash. That includes online play also. The ETH 2GC also allows you to connect two GameCube consoles together for local multiplayer, as well as rip GameCube's games to your PC. That's awesome. Twilight Princess multiplayer.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to be able to. I mean, Twilight awesome. Princess is fun by itself, but it'd be able to do with somebody else. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool. I mean, Twilight Princess, top three Zelda game, in my opinion. That's in my opinion, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but I don't know. They're pretty good.
Some of the only ones I've actually got fully played. So.
Yeah, I'd have to think about my top three. Wind Waker is number one for me, but that's just what I grew. That was the first one I played. Well, the first one I played, I guess. The first one I seen being played was Ocarina of Time, but the first one I actually played was Wind Waker. But anyway. So, pretty cool. $15. They're more expensive, but that's baseline awesome. $15 device can take the GameCube back online because, like Ryan said, the broadband adapter allowed the GameCube to be played online, but only a couple games allowed you to do that. I think one was like Tales of Symphonia and another one, I can't remember for sure, but there wasn't very many, and it just got discontinued, and that's why the broadband adapter is so expensive, because it wasn't really used that much, so it didn't sell that well, so people were, you know, price hiking like, it. So
let's raise the price.
Yeah. So the ETH 2GC, which stands for Ethernet to GameCube, is a whole lot cheaper.
Probably better, so a whole lot cheaper and probably better.
Yeah, definitely. All right, we'll move on. Mario Kart developer announces the cancellation of a new project.
Sadly, couldn't find anything on this, so, you know, Ashton will tell you everything about it.
Yep. So, the Mario Kart Live home circuit developer VLON Studios has announced it's going through a bit of a rough patch, following a whole host of game companies making some serious job cuts over the past few months. The US-based studio behind not only this Mario Kart game, but also Hot Wheels Rift Rally and the short-lived multiplayer experience Knockout City, has now announced it's in the early stages of a reorganization. After a major project was axed by an external partner, the studio is now unlikely able to maintain its full-size 46 of 121 staff have been given notice that they might be impacted by a layoff in the coming 60 days. And here's just a quote from them. This is a rough environment for a lot of indie studios, and like them, we are faced with some very hard choices. This is sad because we have an awesome team who are deeply passionate about their craft. In the near term, we are doubling down on our current games, some of which are scheduled to release later this year, and securing new partnerships to minimize the impact. We hope to resign as many notifications as possible. VLON says it will do its best to support employees who may have to be let go in the next 60 days. Let's see.
Feel bad for people who get let go like that just because of certain things that happen.
Right, and then it just because of this layoff or whatever, it says that maybe they were working on a new Mario Kart game.
They haven't made a Mario Kart game since what,
2013?
Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart 8, and then Mario Kart 8 Deluxe was the when they brought it up to the Switch. It was just Mario Kart 8, except it included the DLC packs instead of having to buy them separate.
I remember playing Mario Kart 8 on the Wii.
Mark. Yeah, it's a good game. I like Mario Kart 8.
Yeah. I feel like they should make more.
Well, this one's still selling so much. They're like, they're probably thinking they don't need to make a new one, but people are wanting Mario Kart. I guess it'd be 10 now because they consider Mario Kart Tour, which is a mobile game, 9. So
why would they?
I don't know. That's what Nintendo considers it 9 because there's rumors of Mario Kart X coming out, which would be 10 because we talked about that a long time ago. I made a short about it. But it was a long time ago we talked about it. But maybe this is what was canceled. I'm not sure if it was even a Mario Kart game. The article didn't really say. It just says Mario Kart developer announces cancellation of a new project. So it doesn't necessarily specify that it is a Mario Kart project that was delayed or canceled.
Hopefully they do make another Mario Kart game.
Yeah, I mean, it's about time. It's been 11 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to say, and crazy that the game is still selling so...
as much as it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, it's selling, like, really well. Especially for... it's just probably selling behind it right now, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. All right, we'll go ahead and move on. Xbox, we talked about... I don't know, maybe a month ago at this point, maybe longer, that Xbox might be making a handheld. Now we have an article that says Xbox continues to prototype handheld.
Yeah, since handhelds are on the rise, you know.
They are. Like, I mean, the Switch just really opened up that market.
Yeah. But, PlayStation Portal. It came out. That was a parent handheld for
garbage,
but it was just a failure. That's all it was, a failure. It just sucks. But what I got here is, according to Windows Central managing editor Cez Corden, Microsoft is working on a Xbox handheld prototype. He says here, I know that they have got handheld prototypes right now, Corden said on the show. The Xbox 2 podcast. In 2017, the tech giant had tinkered away with the Xbox handheld prototypes, but it didn't come out well. Back in 2017?
Yeah.
So they were like, let's match the Switch.
Yeah, early when the Switch came out.
Yeah. It says here, however, Corden believes that this time the device will be launched successfully to compete with similar video game consoles such as the Switch and Steam Deck. Speaking in an interview with Polygon, Spencer stated that he wants the new Xbox to have access to all games with associated files and ability to boot into the Xbox app.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Full screen, but in a compact mode. Earlier this year, there were rumors about Xbox leaving the video game console business. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, we did.
We talked about that, what? Like November? I think it was in like November or something like that.
It was a while ago.
I don't know. Losing track.
Yeah, talk about stuff every week, usually.
Yeah. It says here, but Microsoft confirmed later that it is actually working on next generation of Xbox consoles without sharing any specific details. At the time, Xbox president Sarah Bond hinted some exciting stuff coming out in hardware. Certainly, the court documents revealed last year that an Xbox handheld is on the way. However, Spencer claimed that the plans shown in the document were outdated. But are they outdated?
I don't know.
Could be lying just to throw people off.
Could.
That sounds cool though, like an Xbox handheld. Like, I wonder how it would work though. Because it said like using like the Xbox app and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. But it'd probably be better than the PlayStation Portal.
The PlayStation Portal was trash. It's first of all, stupid. You have to have it like within the PS5, right? You
right.
Have it near the PS5.
On the same Wi-Fi.
And so it's kind of like the Wii U, how the Wii U was at some point.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is dumb.
Yeah, you can only go so far away from the console before you're disconnected and can't play it anymore. And you're always relying on Wi-Fi.
I thought the PS4 was going to be something awesome. Like, you know, I was hyping it up whenever we were first talking about it. I was like, oh, this is going to be cool, yada, yada,
yeah,
yada.
If it had its own games, like, if it was an actual, like, PSP or PSV type thing, had its own games, but...
Yeah, but it's just a flop. That's all it is.
Yeah. All right. GTA 6 could be delayed.
Course, you know, waiting how many years for this game to come out, and they're apparently going to delay it. Let's see here. Grand Theft Auto 6 is likely one of the most anticipated games in history. Actually, yeah, it probably is
like, yeah,
the most anticipated
game. Probably.
People waited years and years. People are still like, they want the game to come out now. They're like,
I mean, they've waited, like you said, a long time. So
yeah, they've waited over 10 years.
Yeah.
It says here, with millions of players around the world waiting for any scrap of info or screenshot of the up-and-coming open-world crime simulator. However, as remote workers struggle with an unwanted return-to-office mandate from Rockstar Games, Kotaku has learned sources with knowledge of the game's development process that GTA 6 could miss its 2025 window, like release window, and slip into 2026, the year I graduate.
That's crazy, too.
Kotaku has now heard from more sources. While early in 2025 was at one point possible, it's no longer target for Grand Theft Auto 5's launch. As for why some believe this was the case, it seems this information was way out of date and symptom of Rockstar Games tightening security and communication within the company. I'm told not everyone is always on the same page or kept up to date across various departments and teams. Personally, I can confirm it became harder to nail down details since the leaks. However, the majority of sources were certain that early 2025 is no longer possible. Instead, the target is firmly fall of 2025. While most seem confident of hitting that date, I'm told it's possibility of the delay, as previously reported. So they're expecting it instead of early 2025. Now it's going to be either fall of 2025 or like early 2026. Now. They've been delaying this game long enough. They need to.
Yeah. And I guess it's just, they said it's because the workers were working from home remotely because of COVID, and now there's Rockstar's wanting to come back into, you know, the work.
Like not everyone's on the same page,
right?
Like kind of processing wise and everything like that.
Right. So, yeah, it might be delayed.
Yeah. I've been waiting for this game.
The last topic is, have you played Mario Kart? I wasn't actually sure if you'd played it or not. Earlier you said you have.
Yeah, I played the original one for the NES or whatever. I played it on the
SNES, yeah.
Like, yeah, the SNES or whatever. I played it, played Mario Kart 6, I think.
And then Mario Kart 8. 6 would have been Mario Kart Wii, I think.
Yeah. It was Mario Kart Wii. Because I played it.
Because 7 was on the 3DS.
Yeah, I've only played like three Mario Kart games. But I like the Mario Karts.
It's either on the Wii or on the DS. I'm not sure which one came out first.
I know I played it on the Wii. I know you have.
I played all of
No
them. Every single one. Played.
life.
Yeah. Played Mario Kart, Super Mario Kart on SNES. Played Mario Kart 64. Obviously, Nintendo 64. Played Mario Kart
Oh
Double
yeah,
Dash.
I played Mario Kart 64 too.
Yeah. Played Mario Kart Double Dash for the GameCube, Mario Kart Wii. Played the DS one, the Game Boy Advance one, Super Mario Kart Super Circuit. Played the 3DS one, Mario Kart 8, and Tour. So my favorite one, it's kind of tough. I like Double Dash. I like Wii. I like, if I had to
All of
pick
them basically.
my favorite would probably be Mario Kart Wii.
The Wii one's fun.
My second favorite would probably be Mario Kart 7 on 3DS. I played a lot of, that's actually the, no. Mario Kart Wii is the first one that I 100%ed. Mario Kart 7 is the second one that I 100%ed. That's, those are only two I've 100%ed. Unlocked everybody, got,
No life in those two games.
yeah, I played a crap ton of them. And then Mario Kart Double Dash for the GameCube is fun. It's probably my third favorite. And that'll be cool to play with people online whenever this adapter comes out and stuff. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd like to try it out
Yeah.
whenever the
And
adapter does.
I like
And so.
being able to play like old games like that online, like Super Smash Bros. Melee for the GameCube. You can play it online because like, but only on PC. Because with Slippy.
You were playing Melee on stream not too long ago.
Yeah,
Like
yep.
months ago or something.
Yep. But you can play online on Slippy, play against other players. So I'd say on where this GameCube adapter is coming out, you'll be able to play Melee with other players once they figure it out and everything. But yeah, that's just cool, fun time. They'll play old games online that weren't actually supposed to be played online, but they can make it work
But
and
now
make it
you
work good.
That's weird how they can just do that.
Yeah.
Just
Yeah, it's
like,
awesome.
oh, these games, they're not supposed to be played online. Oh, too bad. Screw
Yeah,
you. I'm
exactly.
making it so it'll be online.
Yeah,
That's awesome.
it is. But that's all the talks we have. We appreciate you for watching and listening. There we got it. Remember, you can always watch us live on Kick and YouTube.
Yep.
Follow us on all of our podcasts and personal socials, our Twitch, Kick, YouTube accounts. Join our Discord, like Ron said. Once we get 30 members, we will have a movie night and maybe a giveaway of some sort.
Yeah,
Whether,
I forgot about the
yeah.
giveaway. Yeah, if you
Maybe give away some
possibly, give
merch.
away some merch or maybe a gift card, something
Yeah,
like that.
something.
Something for you guys, or maybe a merch and a gift card or something like
Yeah,
that. Who
maybe
knows?
both. Maybe for feeling
Yeah.
our Twitter, podcast Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everything.
It's all the like, yeah,
Except
like
Facebook.
all them. Yeah, we don't have Facebook. You
We could, but eh. Nobody uses Facebook.
A lot of people use
They
Facebook.
do. I used to, but I don't use it anymore. I used it when I was younger.
Only time I use it is if I get like tagged in a post or something
Yeah.
from our mom.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, okay.
I only use Messenger if somebody messages me. I don't even use it anymore.
Or I use it if someone's trash talking LeBron or
Yeah.
something.
Well, they deserve to be told because LeBron's the goat. Michael Jordan's trash. But,
Oh, we're gonna get some hate now.
yeah. Yeah. They'll be all right. Truth hurts. But,
Definitely.
yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, just
Our
follow
buyer
our
merch on
socials.
Redbubble and Printify. Forgot that.
Buy our merch, Redbubble, Printify, whatnot. Follow our socials. Wait, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. We got Twitch, Kick. Follow our personal accounts too,
Yeah.
in the description of like the YouTube and stuff. And also join the Discord, as I said at the beginning of the episode. You know, once we hit 30 members, we're going to have a movie night. And then, you know, we might do a giveaway to one of you guys. You know, give you some merch, maybe a gift card, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And hopefully we get 30 members soon.
Yeah. Yep.
That's all I have to say.
All right. We appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.